Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. In a few moments, we are going to be speaking to a historian. In fact, I believe he has joined us, Dr. Rob Rosette, senior historian at Yad Vashem. It is, of course, World Heritage Day, and we wanted to try and understand the link between the Holocaust and Jewish heritage. A lot of research in the United States, for example, has indicated that one of the main connections that United States Jews have to their Judaism is the Holocaust. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Do we want some of it but not all of it? I don't know the answer. I'm hoping that Dr. Rob Rosette, senior historian at Yad Vashem, will be able to help us in the right direction. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
So it's an interesting question. And of course, for somebody involved with Yad Vashem, the Holocaust education, knowledge about the Holocaust is very much part of your primary focus. How important is it that the Holocaust becomes part of Jewish heritage, and how dangerous is it if that is the case?
Well, first of all, because the Holocaust happened only 75, 80 years ago, it's still part of our world, because there are still, of course, survivors who can tell firsthand accounts about what they went through. And still there are many people in Israel and many Jews around the world who can tell you about their family history or the story that happened to their next door neighbor or such a thing. So it's a very palpable and real piece of history. It hasn't really been relegated into history in that sense. And so being Jewish after the Holocaust means that the Holocaust has become a piece of Jewish identity. There's really no way to avoid it, I think, because even though we're talking about a horrific event and a terrible tragedy and the murder of roughly 6 million Jews, it still becomes a piece of our identity. Emil Fackenheim, the philosopher, famously said that of the 613 commandments that come out of the five books of Moses, right, the first books of the Bible, that there's a 614th commandment, and that's not to let Hitler have a posthumous victory. That's meaning don't let, in the years after the end of the war, don't let Jews destroy themselves by losing their Jewish identity. So that's one thing. The other thing is that if you build your identity only around the Holocaust as a Jewish person, then you're missing a lot about Jewish culture, Jewish thought, the Jewish religion. And there's so much more to being a Jewish person than just thinking about commemorating the Holocaust. So the Holocaust is deeply entwined in identity today. But I think most Jewish educators and others dealing in these subjects would say that you can't build an identity around it alone.
Hmm. What was interesting to me is in Jonathan Sacks's book, Morality, he speaks about this. And he speaks about the fact that we call them survivors. We don't call them victims. It's Holocaust survivors. And they looked forward, they rebuilt. And once they had done so, they had more, maybe luxury, it's the wrong word, but they had more opportunity to be able to look back and deal with a lot of what went on. And I guess maybe that approach is something that combines the two very well. It's about rebuilding, it's about the next generation, but then it is also about making sure that the Holocaust becomes very much part of who we are.
Well, there's no question that many survivors believed and felt at the time that one of the most important things they could do would be to witness what they had gone through. In the immediate years after the Holocaust, though, they often spoke among themselves about what happened, and some people outside who were not survivors were interested and wanted to listen, but by and large, society was a little less interested in them. And I think it took a while for a number of things to happen before society became more interested in hearing their stories. It had a lot to do with the passage of time. It also had to do with our understanding of the event itself and how that changed, and understanding of it as a watershed event that really, it certainly touches Jews very closely, but it's something that touches all mankind, because it's something human beings did to human beings. And I think as time went on, that was understood more and more, and people were more interested in the survivors. And at the same time, survivors who were so busy rebuilding their lives, by the time they reach retirement age and grandparenthood, they have more time to think. And it's also, they feel that if they tried to spare their children from reliving their own horrors, by the time they get to their grandchildren, they want the grandchildren to know the stories about what they went through. So we have all these different processes coming through, mostly starting in the late 70s, 1980s, that have continued through today, where we are eager and interested in hearing the survivors' stories, even to the point today that the relatively few survivors we have left, we tend to look at, even in an idealized way, I think, because they're survivors.
Yeah, if I think about my own experience with my grandparents, my grandparents were both survivors. My grandfather would never speak German. From the moment he arrived in South Africa, he did whatever he could to avoid speaking German. It wasn't a language that he was prepared to speak at home. My grandmother did, she also being German and also being a survivor. It was just two different ways of dealing with it. And it was only later, very slowly, that we could hear about what had happened, but it was very much a focus, as you say, on rebuilding rather than looking back and living through the trauma, maybe for themselves and for their children. As grandchildren, we then were able to understand and to hear some of the stories that they wouldn't even tell their own children. So what you're saying resonates so, so profoundly with me, because that was exactly our experience.
Well, again, I think I can just tell my own personal story that my grandmother and my father survived different aspects of the Holocaust. My father really began to speak with me when I was a young adult, and then he said a lot, although I knew in general what he had gone through. But my grandmother, who lived with me till she passed away when I was 14, always spoke to me. And I always say that I think from the time I was a little child, I knew there was a place called Auschwitz.
Absolutely fascinating. It's really incredible. When you look at some of the statistics and some of the surveys coming out of the United States, where they asked Jews, the Pew reports, and they asked Jews what connects them most to their Judaism, and many answer the Holocaust. Is that a concern for you?
I'm sorry, I missed the last part of your question. Could you repeat it?
So the question is, when you look at some of the Pew reports, when they asked American Jews, for example, what is the factor that connects them most to their Judaism, and they answer the Holocaust, is that a concern for you?
Well, again, I think that's problematic very much. If you tell me that you want to enter into Jewish identity through a portal of the Holocaust, meaning that's the opening to you, to start exploring your identity and understanding things about Jews, Judaism, and Jewish culture, that I certainly can understand, but it can't stop there. It shouldn't stop there. But this has been a discussion that's been going on for maybe 30 years or so about particularly American Jewry, but not only, about making sure that things go beyond just this discussion of the Holocaust. And again, like everything that has to do with Jewish education and teaching, there are successes and there are things that have been less successful. So I think that you would have to speak to individuals, look at specific places, schools, and other things to see how successful they might have been in going beyond that particular part of the identity. And again, teaching other things about, you know, Jewish culture, what life was like before the Holocaust, of course, the holiday, or the middle of Passover, what does Passover mean to us, or what can it mean to us, interpretations, but trying to learn all of those things. I think that we very much would urge that. And here at Yad Vashem, one would think, oh, we're only interested in the Holocaust. Well, of course, that's the subject we research and we teach. But I think when we talk about issues like identity, Jewish identity, when we talk about universal things, right, you must go beyond just the story itself. You have to try to understand how it fits in to your own life in different ways.
The fact as well is that every generation requires a different way of connecting to something. In other words, my parents, for example, would never buy a German vehicle. I can hardly expect my children to adhere to the same thing and make that something that is relevant to their experience and understanding of the Holocaust. I would imagine, and that's what Yad Vashem is about in terms of education, in making the Holocaust education relevant to the audience.
Well, again, I think that things like in your parents' generation, where they did not want to buy German vehicles, they were still dealing with a Germany where many of the people were alive during the Holocaust years, right? And there was always a question, if you met a German, what did this person do? What didn't they do? Of course, we're beyond that because of time. And we're dealing with a second and third generation afterwards now. And so obviously those people didn't do anything. They weren't involved in any way. So our attitudes can be different. That doesn't mean the Holocaust is irrelevant. And I think all you have to do is open the newspaper or any website or look at any news item today, and you understand why the Holocaust is relevant. It's relevant in the discussion of what's happening in the Ukraine, not because there's another Holocaust going on, but because maybe there's a genocide, there's certain war crimes, there's issues about the Jewish past there and what happens to us as Jews, and thinking about the Ukraine. So the Holocaust is relevant. If you're talking about issues about anything that has to do with racism or morality or anything else, the Holocaust comes into this always. And again, absolutely, as I just said, just a watershed impact of the event on the Jewish community, because the Jewish community changed so radically throughout the world after the Holocaust. The centers of Jewish life changed. There's so many different things here that still make it very relevant. And again, although for some of us 75 years seems like a long time ago, in a historical perspective, it's just yesterday. And so that, again, it still has a lot to do with our world.